This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
NIH guidelines for the post-treatment of hospitalized patients for COVID include remdesivir and low-dose dexamethasone. Consequently, almost every single patient in this country, is treated with a combination of remdesivir and low-dose dexamethasone. The Palm Study Group investigated four drugs for the use of Ebola. The results were published December the 12th, 2019 in the New England Journal of Medicine. And that date is particularly important because that signaled the beginning of COVID. The Data Safety Study, the monitoring board of that study, terminated the study of remdesivir. Terminated because remdesivir increased the risks of death and renal failure. It was such a toxic drug, the Data Safety Monitoring Board terminated the use of remdesivir. Yet, in January and February of 2021, the NIH and the ACT-1 study enrolled patients in a study looking at remdesivir for the treatment of COVID-19. The last patient was enrolled April 19, 2020. 10 days later, before the study had actually terminated, Dr. Fauci sat in the Oval Office of the White House and he said the trial was good news. What Dr. Fauci did not tell you was that the primary endpoint of the study was changed halfway during the study. We all know that is scientific misconduct. Because the study was not going to be positive, they changed the primary endpoint. The original endpoint was an 8-point ordinal scale that included death and the requirement for mechanical ventilation. Knowing that remdesivir would not affect those endpoints, they invented a bogus endpoint called time to recovery, which they showed in this study was statistically significant. And based on this bogus endpoint, remdesivir was approved by the FDA on October the 20th, 2020. So if one does a meta-analysis looking at the studies of remdesivir, the two studies which were sponsored by Gilead show a reduction in mortality. However, if you look at the four independent studies, including the large study by the WHO, it shows the opposite effect. Remdesivir increases the risk of death. Let me say that again. Remdesivir increases the risk of death by 3%. It increases your chances of renal failure by 20%. This is a toxic drug. But just to make the situation even more preposterous, the federal government will give hospitals a 20% bonus on the entire hospital bill if they prescribe remdesivir to Medicare patients. the federal government is incentivizing hospitals to prescribe a medication which is toxic.
Riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrections.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Boy, that was some video. Wow. You know, everybody get this in your head. You don't call them Big Pharma. You only call them Big Pharma if you're a moron or an imbecile. They're drug dealers. You like the opiate crisis? Is that your favorite? Look what they're doing. There's not one allotropic drug on the market that cures a chronic degenerative disease. Not one. But yet, you tune on the Cartoon News Network, ABC, CNN, CBS, FU, you know what. Yep, one drug ad after another. One drug ad after another. And you could thank that murderous piece of low-life, garbage, scum crap, Bill Clinton, for making that happen back in 1997. They weren't allowed to put these drug ads on. So going back to that, we just saw that video about how the FDA and the government is stealing our money to give a drug injections and stuff to people that are killing them. You know, look who the guy, who the clown, the arrogant little boy that used to be the FDA director under Trump. Scott Gottlieb, where did Gottlieb leave after he left the FDA? Oh, you mean he's on the board of directors of Pfizer? What am I, 6 years old? How stupid can you be? And this other clown there bringing in a cat lift, whatever his name is. Another guy, totally tied into the drug companies. And now you know the big news. Pfizer's CEO to Israeli TV. World should be back to near normal in a few months. Albert Bourla says U.S.-based pharma firm is aiming to produce annual shot. You got it? An annual shot. There he is. This guy, what, made about 20-something million dollars last year? And what did Pfizer make, like $37 billion? Oh, the vaccines are free. Grow up, they're not free. They stole our money to give it to the drug dealers. And Pfizer gave Biden $1 million to celebrate his inauguration. That was the maximum they could give. Get bribes and payoffs. In an interview with Israeli television, Pfizer CEO Bourla predicted blah, 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 quote, once a year, it is easier to convince people to do it. It is easier for people to remember. talking about producing a once-a-year vaccine. Yep. Once a year. This is a scum that shot off his arrogant mouth that all the prostitutes swallowed the crap shooting out of his mouth. Oh, this vaccine? 96% efficacy rate after two shots. That's right. Go back to November, December 2020. Again, we write about it in detail in the Trends Journal. Two shots. Two shots is all you need. And now it's an annual. This is like a flu shot. Yeah, you get the flu shot. It may kill you, won't kill the flu. But that's all right. We'll make a lot of dough doing it and steal your money. Like the crap they're saying. Oh, Biden's sending out, you know, free test kits, free masks. They're not free. They're taxpayer money. And our money goes to the scum that they're buying them from, that they get kickbacks called campaign contributions. The virus will not be eradicated. This virus will be with us for years to come. But we should be able to come back to normal lives in a few months. He stressed there will be anomalies, such as Omicron, that we will be able to control. You haven't been able to control that one. How are you going to be able to control this one? Yep. And listen to this. Barolo also told the network that he's regularly targeted by anti-vaccine activists who post false information about him online. What, about being a lying little jerk? I'm not a lying jerk. Or maybe you're just a jerk because you said it had a 96% efficacy rate. Oh, and how about all that other BS that they were shooting out there? That when the herd was immunized by 70%, that's the crap that shot out of Fat Mouth Fauci's mouth. Hey, we wouldn't have to worry. And what do you got? Countries like Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, highly vaccinated, and woof, 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 case after case. Fauci, little arrogant little jerk. The highest paid public servant. What public servant? We're the servants. Anyway, he goes on to say, differentiating the sizable minority of people who are hesitant to take the vaccine, Barolo said that, quote, there is a tiny minority of people who profit from circulating misinformation. Hey, freak face, I don't profit from circulating information. It's misinformation that you're shooting out that the people are buying. They know very well everything. They just make it a way of living to circulate this misinformation. You ready? They are criminals. He's calling us criminals. You hear that, Alex Jones? You hear that, Joe Mercola? You hear that, RFK Jr.? We're criminals. This is a criminal act that he is speaking. This should be stopped. This is treacherous. Why isn't he being called out? I'll tell you why. Because the low-life politicians got cojones smaller than mothballs and they're getting paid off by this criminal. He said anti-vaxxers falsely claimed his wife had died, blah, 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 blah. But that's the least of the damage. The biggest thing is because people believe those things. People who died are predominantly not vaccinated, Barolo said. Millions of people have died because of them. These small numbers are criminals. Oh, we're criminals. Hey, freak face, How are we criminals? You got vaccinated. You're safe. Everybody that got vaccinated. Oh, remember this woman? I wonder if she died. You never saw her anymore. The first one. She was the first one that went down. Hey, Hank Aaron. Bye-bye. How many else are gone? Oh, no, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. A little jerk over there doing the hand signals. Yeah, this woman, I wonder what really happened to her. And then when you watch it later on, they're all just standing around there, whacking off. Yeah, there you go. They're just whacking off. They don't know what to do. Millions of people have died because of them. No. Millions of people are dying because of you. Nobody talks about natural healing. Nobody talks about building up your immune system. Nobody. So that's what's going on. We're going to be right back. By the way, the market's going down big. We'll be back in a bit. Stay tuned.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And everybody listening, remember, do all you can to support InfoWars. They have great products. And they're selling products that not only help keep the program going, but they keep you going too. They're good for your health. And we'll talk more about them. But in the meantime, go to InfoWarsStores.com and get what you need. And they get these great, great products, a lot of them back in stock, 40, 50% off. So order them now. You're going to need them because things are going to get very, very difficult in the times ahead. And there's globalist destabilization. They have an emergency sale where you get 10% off all storable foods. And storable foods may become a very important thing because we're going down big and we're going down hard. We also have some great Brain Force Plus products, and a powerful, clean, effective brain boost. And that's back in stock, 40% off. Vitamin C plus zinc, and I'm a big fan of those. I take 18 supplements a day. That's right. No, more than that. I take 18 once, and I take 6 more in midday. So, you know, I believe in building my immune system up and getting strong and healthy. And InfoWars has a lot of Life Select products that can help you do that. And you're really going to need it now because things are going to go down big. They're going to go down bad. They're going to go down hard. And they're going down fast. So do what you can to support InfoWars. Again, they got a lot of products back in stock, 40, 50% off. So order them now and keep the truth alive. So going back to where we left off about with this guy, Barola. Yeah. He got a $1 million deal, an award for coming out with his vaccine that now is going to have to be every year. And again, you look at the people that are getting the virus, and the baloney that they say is that, oh, if I didn't get vaccinated, I would have been a lot sicker. Yeah, save it, Jack and Jill. Got to be equal now. Get $1 million this clown got. Arrogant boy. An arrogant boy. So, the markets today. Before I go on to that, this guy Barola, and now we have New York Governor Hochul says making kids wear masks is like making them wear sneakers. I mention this to illustrate the stupid, ignorant morons, the imbeciles that are running and ruining our lives. Addressing how school districts are abandoning school COVID mask mandates, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said that making kids wear masks is like making them wear sneakers. First they object, then they comply. Hochul said that kids will eventually submit to mask mandates because they adapt better than adults do. Hey, idiot, hey, moron, hey, imbecile. They adapt better than adults do? They're kids. Maybe you think like a kid. You must. You've been You've been a politician all your life. Of course you think like a kid. Hochul said that kids will eventually submit to mask mandates because they adapt better than adults do, comparing being required to wear masks to being told to wear sneakers. Quote, my daughter had a meltdown over having to put sneakers on to go to kindergarten. She got used to wearing sneakers in school. Can you imagine the stupidity of this? What the hell do I care about your kid wanting to wear sneakers and not wearing them? You're bringing that in and making that a comparison? Look how they're freaking these kids out. They're freaked out before, now they're more freaked out. Huh? And I'm really proud of the parents that make sure that their kids understood this is really for their safety and got it done. Okay, imbeciles, all you imbeciles that believe this crap. Of course, you're not listening because you're on InfoWars, but all the ones that aren't listening, here's the data. There are 74 million people in the United States between the ages of 1 to 17. In 2 years, 693, from January 2020 to January 6, 2022, the grand total of that 74 million that died allegedly of the virus are 693. 693 out of 74 million. Hey, Hochul, maybe you're too damn stupid to know what those numbers mean. They mean nothing. Because when you break down that number, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 61% of that 693 that died were obese. Yeah. Oh. They won't wear sneakers, but they'll eat crap food, particularly the crap that you shove down their throat in the public schools. Blow them up. Blow them up. Blimp them out. Feed them crap. Don't get healthy. These are the idiots and morons running and ruining our lives. This thing's going down big. This thing's going down hard. You see the markets today? They were down over 1,000 points. That's right. And what did I write? Boop. Sent it right out away. Watch for the plunge protection team to come in. Watch for the plunge protection. Yeah, there we go. America, America. Blimped out, bloated out. 42% of Americans are obese. 70% are overweight. That's right. Only Mexico got us beat. They got 73%. No, excuse me, 40% are obese, 72% are overweight. Mexico's 73% overweight. Keep eating crap. Don't get healthy. Only a vaccine will save you. And drugs. This is terrible. They're not stopping this. But here's the good news. My forecast. The COVID war is going to come to an end. That's right. Late March, mid-April, this thing's going to be over. And then you know what's going to be? Climate change is going to get you. Climate change is going to get you. And the markets are going to get you. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the markets. Where they're going. What's next. What to do. How to prepare and prevail.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products You won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars. And I want to thank Alex and the staff for the great job that they do. And all they do to help you as well, not only by providing you with information and analysis that you can't find anywhere else, but they have a great line of products. And again, in supporting InfoWars, you're supporting yourself as well as InfoWars, because this is a time to build up your health. Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And they have a great line of products to help you. Go to InfoWarsStores.com, InfoWarsStore.com. So I was talking about this Huckleberry over here. That's the governor of New York. This is from Friday's New York Times. Special interest
helped Hochul's campaign coffers swell quickly. See that, all that underlying stuff? That's a crap I got to read. Underline the salient points of all articles I read. Anyway. Let's see. $21 million she got. $21 million, and a lot of them from real estate agents because she's going to do a deal in New York. And the donations include $200,000 in checks from families behind major construction firms with millions in state contracts. $47,000 was tied to a gaming giant. I believe her husband is a lobbyist for one. I'm not positive, but I believe that he's a lobbyist for one of the gaming gangs in New York. And, you know, so let's get this straight, everybody. $21.6 million. How are you going to run against them? Where are you going to get the money? And you go over there to Illinois, and a guy running over there, tells his name, starts with a P. I can't say the word because they may blackball me for saying it, but where is it? Pfizer? Whatever, not Pfizer, Pritzker. $90 million out of his own pocket to run. $90 million. This is not a democracy. It's taken over by the gangs. The drug dealers that morons and imbeciles call Big Pharma. The military-industrial complex. The banks, the bandits. And big tech. It's one big club and you ain't in it, as George Carlin used to say. Again, you know, we're looking at the numbers here coming out. Disney's CEO paid more than doubled. The guy, Bob Chapek, $32.5 million in total compensation for 2021. The guy that they just got rid of there, Iger, $45.9 million. Oh, $0.9 million, it wasn't $46 million. This is a year. And this is from Wall Street Journal. Two top executives at Netflix, $39.3 million, $43.2 million. The guy that banks the head over there, one of the Jamie Dimon gang, he only made $34.5 million. The guy from Morgan Stanley, he made $33 million. You believe this? The world's 10 richest billionaires have doubled their wealth since the COVID-19 war started in 2020. While we, the people of Slavelandia, we're non-essentials, we get poorer. There's a takeover in front of our eyes. Your small business is non-essential. Walmart. That's essential. Home Goods, that's essential. Home Depot, that's essential. Costco is essential. Target is essential. Mom and Pop, you're not essential. And again, you got morons and imbeciles telling us what to do. All California school children must be vaccinated against COVID-19 on the new bill. State Senator Richard Pan. Yeah. Pan? How about pan of crap? Pan? You little jerk. Announce a bill that will require inoculations of attending kindergarten to 12, K to 12 schools. Again, I gave you the numbers. Here's a copy of the Trendsetter headline, the cover. Anthony Frieda does great work. And again, there's no magazine like this in the world. Last week was 149 pages. The week before, 161 pages. Again, we're going to go back to the markets in a little bit. But what we're putting out, nobody. There's no magazine like it. Geopolitics, economics, environment, high-tech science, one after another. You go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, the history before it happens. And also, the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice, freedompeacejustice.com, and we're providing vaccine religious exemptions. They're going great, and I just did a sermon yesterday, it went up, so you might want to see that too. We're uniting people of all races, colors, and creeds to live heaven on earth, because they're turning it into hell on earth. So this is what's going on. And as I said over and over again, when all else fails, they take you to war. You go back, there was a thing called the Great Depression. What followed it? Oh, World War II. Then let's fast forward to 9/11. Let's go back to 9/10. The NASDAQ was down 66% from its high of March 2000. You go back to your Trends Journal, October 1999. I had forecast that the dot-com bust would happen by the second quarter of 2000. And it did. Again, the markets are down. 9/11 happens. We're in a deep recession. People couldn't stand little arrogant Georgie Bush, a little nobody of a boy, a daddy's boy, another daddy's boy, born on third base and thought he had a home run. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead alive. And 88% of the people bought his BS. They forgot about the dot-com bust, ended the recession, they started the whole fake real estate boom. When all else fails, they take you to war. And we're seeing it now. Biden weighs deploying thousands of troops to Eastern Europe and the Baltics. There you go. I mean, how could anybody with a brain bigger than a pea believe this little arrogant, stupid piece of crap? How could anybody? It's like a clown on a Mad magazine. Most of you people don't remember Mad magazine, but there was this character there that looked just like him. Yeah. Alfred E. Newman. And that's who you got. And that's what we got. They're going to take us to war. They've been teaching us to hate Russia all my life when I was a little kid, hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off. Same morons that have you wearing masks when you walk in a restaurant and you take them off when you sit down. The same ones that tell you you could take them off when you're eating and drinking on an airplane, but you got to put them back on when you stop eating and drinking because that's when the virus comes. The same imbeciles. And they're doing it again. And now they're doing it with teaching us to hate Russia more and more. Again, we write about the facts. How the Ukraine was overthrown by the United States of a democratically elected government back in 2013 with Victoria Nuland and John McCain. We're going to be back in a little bit. Stay tuned and remember, support InfoWars.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings on The Alex Jones Show. You know, I was taught before, I was talking about how the politicians are in control of this country. And it's really not the politicians, it's the big corporations. I'm showing you what the kind of money these guys are making. I gave you the money the banksters are making, like Jamie Dimon and the others. Go back to not too long ago. It was called the Panic of 08. And remember, we, the people of Slavelandia, we had to bail them out because they were too big to fail. That's right. They caused the crash with their derivatives and their subprime mortgages, and all the dirty dealing that they did. The Federal Reserve, which isn't federal, it's a private bank, they pumped $29 trillion into the banksters between 2007 and 2010, according to the Levy Institute at Bard College. And look at the money that these guys are making. While everybody else, median household income had its biggest drop in 2020. Ever. And it keeps going lower. The bigs keep getting bigger, and the rich are running the deal. I mentioned the Illinois governor. Self-funder J.B. Pritzker made the contribution $90 million check. $90 million. Then we had another B.S. Bloomberg over here in New York. Look what he did. He ran for Democratic, going to go for president. happened with him? Almost $1 billion he spent. Almost $1 billion. This isn't a democracy. Get it in your head. It's fascism. Go by the definition of a guy by the name of Benito Mussolini. Yeah, not an Italian that I like, but there's a lot of Italians that I don't like. Fauci being one of them, Cuomo being another, Draghi another, and the clown over there is Bloomberg. Almost $1 billion he spends. And what do they give back to society, these people? Nothing of any value. Nothing of any value, just crap. So going back, and when you're looking at what's happened, a guy like this Pritzker, and I think they spelt it wrong, I guess it's P-R-I-C, they put a T-Z in there, but I think another letter goes in there. Because that's who he is. A little nobody. A balloon of a guy. Again, Mussolini said it. Fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. Matter of fact, I believe Pritzker's sister was the Commerce Secretary also under the Obama administration. And they own a big hotel chain. I forgot the name of it. It's, I want to say maybe Hyatt. It's one of those. Look at this guy. This guy telling me what to do? This guy telling me what to do? Look at him. Look at him. Going back to where we're going. Again, in the Trends Journal, we have been warning that when all else fails, they take you to war. Dozens of Chinese warplanes fly near Taiwan after U.S. Japan show that of naval might. That's CNN headline. Naval might? What might? You might as well forget it. Hey, America, you couldn't win a war over there in Afghanistan after 20 years? You lost in Iraq, couldn't win in Vietnam. Oh, yeah, if we bombed more of them, only kill 3 million. If we killed 30 million, we could have won. You're not going to fight the Chinese. Some 90 tons of U.S. lethal aid has arrived in Ukraine amid tensions over Russia's troop buildup on the border. Then they show this article here, Russia deploys troops in Belarus. Okay. Russia deploys troops in Belarus. Pentagon puts 8 down on high alert. 8,500 troops. What are you going to fight? They're doing this to get the people's mind off the COVID war and the economic destruction that's happened. You're not going to beat Russia. You're not going to beat China. What are you doing over there? Oh, how dare Russia deploys troops in neighboring Belarus when America is what? In 70 different countries with 800 bases? What the hell are we still doing in Okinawa? In Italy? In Germany? And you're talking about, where are all the religious? Where are the Catholics? Where are the Jews? Where are the Muslims? Where are the Buddhists? Where are all the people protesting and for peace? Where are they? Where are they, Pope, when you're not selling vaccines, Pope? Pope a dope. And I'm a Catholic. He doesn't represent the Jesus Christ that I believe in. Yeah, my Jesus Christ. Oh, when you go to heaven, if you get a vaccination. Maybe that's your Jesus Christ, huh? How come they're not talking about this? Not a peep. But we are at the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. We are on a war path of war. When all else fails, they take you to war. You need any more proof? Again, the Great Depression, World War II. The dot-com bust. The war on terror. Yeah. Terrible. Look what they did to our lives. Look how they destroyed us. Look how they robbed us of our freedom. And look how they robbed us of our freedom with the COVID war. When this war breaks out, whoop, we've lost all our freedom. Where are the religions? Where are the religions? How come they're not protesting this? Moscow has denied any plans to attack or invade Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden approved a $200 million security support package. What $200 million? $200 million of our money. Oh, yeah. Bridge projects get $27 billion in fundraising. $27 billion, huh? Over 5 years. What are we talking about? Next to nothing. Next to nothing. Oh, but $10 billion in test kits and $200 million plus the billions, $3 billion going to Israel every year. Oh, Tel Aviv is the richest country in the world to live in, a city in the world, the most expensive, and we're spending money on this? Bring the money, bring the troops back to America. No foreign entanglements. Mind your own business. Oh, world's longest high-speed railway network to get longer. China plans to extend the length of its high-speed railway network by 50,000 kilometers, 31,000 miles by 2025. Oh, they're going to expand it by 31,000 miles? And what do we have, by a mile and a half in America? You've been on Amtrak? Hey, how about the New York subway system? How about a night in Calcutta? They're giving our money to the military-industrial complex, to the banksters, to big tech, and the drug dealers. If we don't stand up and fight for freedom, peace, and justice, it's over. This thing's going down big. You can see it. And the morons buy it. Again, dumb enough to believe Bush's wars, dumb enough to believe the COVID war, and dumb enough to believe Biden's war. And the people will buy it. The same way they marched off to Mussolini, saluted Stalin, and hailed Hitler. They'll do it again. Unless we stop them. And InfoWars is doing what they can. And we too, the Trends Journal, are doing what we can. And again, for consideration, for religious exemption, and they've been working great, and tune into our services, freedompeacejustice.com. Freedompeacejustice.com. Imagine, we own that domain name. Shows you how few people care about freedom, peace, and justice. So do you can to support InfoWars, and we're going to be back next week. And keep your eye open.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.